Amen.
Pages we reuse for money.
Kid. It's really nice to be back in Glasgow.
Well, I went to a house I once lived in around the time I first went on my own, when the roads were out and money is the places I had dreamed of, and my friends and I were one. Now the distance is done, the search has begun, I've come to see when my beginnings have gone. Took me inside where the children sat playing on the floor. Well, we spoke of the changes that would find us farther more, and it left me so warm, so high. But as I stepped back outside to the gray morning sun, I heard that highway whisper inside. Are you ready to fly? And I looked at the faces all passing by. It's an ocean that will never be filled, and the house that grows older and finally crumbles, that even love cannot rebuild. It's a hotel at best, you're here as a guest. You ought to make yourself at home while you're waiting for the rest. And I looked into the dream of the millions, that one day the search will be through. And here I stand at the edge of my unbattled illusions, looking into you.
That's true.
Thank you. I've got some new songs to sing for you tonight. This is called The Long Way Around. playing guitar with us. This is Val McCallum. Also playing guitar and lapel steel and lap steel, Greg Lease. Playing the drums, Mauricio Luwak. Playing the bass, Bob Glaub. And playing the keyboard and singing with Jeffrey Young. And this is a song I don't know why I'm asking what you said. I'm not going to be able to understand you anyway. First time I played here, it took me about 5 minutes. I kept asking the guy, and finally somebody told me, he's telling you, because he kept saying, he kept saying, go on, you lie. And then somebody interpreted from me. I figured out it was, good on ya. I was trying to sleep in the hotel last night, and I had to call to the desk and get them to tell me how to turn off the lights. And it was in a sneaky place. It was just, you know, and he kept saying, look, it's on a wee arm. He said, wee arm coming out of the headboard. And I kept looking at the headboard like, finally said, what are you saying? What is an arm? It's on a wee arm coming out of the headboard. I just speak for everybody and said, we're delighted to be here where you all speak it. A very charming version of the language. We won't call it English, all right? This is a song that I wrote for an art installation that was going, it was by train from New York to California, from New York City to Oakland, California. And it played along the way, it played on Lynn Lawrence, it stopped along the way in various cities, and they would have some people get out of the train and make an art installation, and there were artists scheduled to join it. And I was scheduled to play in Winslow, Arizona. So I knew these people would be waiting for me to sing Take It Easy. And so I wrote this song for them just so I could name check them before they got to Take It Easy. But it's not just it's not just a site-specific song for that art installation. It was also, I wound up channeling some of these old men that I used to meet along the railroad tracks near my house when I was young, when I was about 8 or 9 and 12, like that. They would sometimes get me to go home and make them a sandwich or something. And they had, it was a very, very popular way of getting around the country during the Depression, during the 30s and the 40s. And from before that, really, ever since the railroad. Ever since there was a railroad, there were people who realized that they could just jump on the thing and ride. And I related that to that so much. This is called Leaving Winslow. I'm walking all around, looking up and down this railroad. I'm walking all around, looking up and down this train. All I gotta see is a place for me to grab hold of, and I'll be on this train and I won't be back again. I'm overqualified for any other ride I can think of. I got a PhD in the sun and wind and rain. I had a reservation right of the occupation I was ever on the brink of, till the day my heart got given to the rhythm of the train. Station to station, coast to coast, not that much anything in mind. No expectation, way less than most, but figure dancing with a tank of oxygen. Oh, the ladies kept him going. He'd recite for them his favorite corner. He specialized in western swings and station to station, coast to coast, not that much anything burned. No expectation, way less than most, as long as I got oxygen and wine. Well, I keep on hearing like the disappearing ozone layer. And I keep on hearing like the disappearing Greenland shelf. I keep on hearing all about the disappearing middle class. But I figure I'll be doing some disappearing myself.
About how all the changes came about my way. And I wonder if I'll see another highway.
I'm not used to having a set list, but I do have a set list, though. You know, I'm not even sure why. I guess it's so that I can get to the songs that some of these new songs. But actually, I wasn't going to sing a new song. I was going to sing an old song. This is now actually my song. I keep forgetting that because this was on one of my records, and it was written by Danny Korchmar, who was he and I were working on writing songs for the Running on Empty record, and we'd stay up all night writing songs, and then finally he played me this song, and I said, well, that's it right there, that's the song I want. He said, yeah, but you didn't write it. And I told him then, I said, well, eventually I'll think I did. This is kind of a trucking song. This is for the truck drivers that drove our tour then, who literally still drive us now. Well, not in Europe, but in the United States. They've been with us for like 35 years or something. This is called Shaky Town. It's what the truckers call Los Angeles.
Let's go.
I look around my life tonight and you are gone. I might have done something to keep you if I'd known how unhappy you'd become. While I was dreaming of you with my heart in your hand, and I was falling through my beautiful plan.
Some years after they had met. And I had the honor of collaborating on this with a great bass player named Rob Wasserman for an album he's called Note of Hope. I mean, they told me it was a song lyric, but later they told me it was a letter. I mean, I just sort of sang it off the page, and we sort of made up some changes. But it was about 15 minutes long. And I didn't think I should take any of it out because it was, you know, autobiographical. It was about his life. I thought, what am I going to do? And who am I to take out that passage about sitting on the park bench, you know? Which is not in the song now, by the way, but it's there. So we put it out on that first album, that Note of Hope album, and knowing that we could just, you know, we could like chop it up later. Really, I knew that it needed to be made a little shorter because Woody Guthrie's songs were so memorable, and even though they might have 9 verses or something, you can really remember them all. I realized that I couldn't sing this song without people sort of checking their watches at about 8:15. They were like, so this is the recent version of it. This is called You Know the Night.
There around the corner, or maybe in the park, a
'Cause when we meet this way and we look at each other, we get hold of our scattered aims and we break them and beat them and wrestle and fight them and beat them and heat them and weld them together. Like iron from the valley and fire from the sky. Like iron from the valley and fire from the sky. Like iron from the valley and fire from the sky. This blast from this heat burns in our people's eyes. Like the devil is scratching your heel. I just felt like you feel when you feel like the angels are curling your head. You feel like the devil is scratching your heel.
Your perfect lover just looks like a perfect
the loneliness seems to spring from your life like a fountain from a pool. Fountain of sorrow, fountain of life. You know that hollow sound of your own steps in flight.
Thank you. Singing with us is Siobhan Stewart and Alethea Mills. We're so happy to have them with us. Let's do another song with these two here. I know.
You'll never know.
Thank you. We're going to take a short intermission. We'll be right back. 15 minutes. Sitting down by the highway, down by that highway side. Everybody's going somewhere, riding this as fast as they can ride. Well, I guess they got a lot to do before they can rest assured their lives are justified. Pray to God for me, baby, he can let me slide. Cause I've been up and down this highway, far as my eyes can see. No matter how fast I run, I can never seem to get away from me. No matter where I am, I cannot think, and I'm just a day away from where I wanna be. Now I'm running home to you like a river to the sea. Baby, if you can see me out across this wilderness, there's just one thing I was hoping you might guess. Maybe you can free me all in the power of your sweet tenderness. Yeah, cause I can see it in your eyes. You got those bright baby blues. To gain, but you don't like to lose. You watch yourself on the sidelines like your life is a game you don't mind playing to keep yourself from you. I don't mean to be cruel, baby, but you're looking confused. Baby, if you can hear, turn down your radio. There's just one thing I want you to know. When you've been near me, I felt the love stirring in my soul. Oh yeah. Feeling of peace. And what's this good friend of mine said to me? Close your eyes and
try a few of these. I thought I was flying like a bird, so far above my sorrow. But when I looked down, I was standing on my knees. Now I need someone to help me, someone to help me. Look among you, still your hope must lie. There's a secret above you, gliding in one place, like Jesus in the sky. We all must do the best we can, and then hang on to the gospel fire. When my life is over, I'll stand before the Father, but the sisters of the Son are going to rock me on the water.
Oceanographers. It's for a meeting that was convened by Dr. Sylvia Earle, the legendary oceanographer, marine scientist. And on this trip, I heard one after another of these oceanographers talk about the state of the ocean. So the song that I had begun before going there, that was a song that was going to be about surfing. Just, you know, it just turned into a song about the health of the ocean. This is called If I Could Be Anywhere. If I could be anywhere, the Dutch, American exceptionalism, so out of touch. Successions of empire, repeating its course, extracting the wealth, ruined by force. They say nothing lasts forever, but all the plastic ever made is still here. No amount of closing your eyes will make it disappear. Okay, is this where we turn off the highway? I guess just about any time is a good time for a Warren Zevon song. You're gonna sing on this one.
I hear mariachi static on my radio, and the tubes they glow in the dark, and I'm hearing a sonata, and I'm hearing an echo part. and I'm all strung out on heroin on the outskirts of town. Well, every time I hear those sirens wail, I almost have a heart attack. And your big, some woman boyfriend said he's gonna break my back. Carmelita, hold me tighter, I think I'm sinking down. And I'm all strung out on heroin on the outskirts of town.
watched with interest as you had your recent election. I don't want to bring up a sore point or anything, but you know. No, it's really a tremendous interest of people all over the world paying attention to that, especially because of what's going on in Hong Kong. And your election here was a big inspiration to my friends in Catalonia and Barcelona. So, of course, we have a particular brand of democracy in the United States. It's a little past its shelf life, I guess. I don't know. It's just really. We just recently, in the last few years, had a law passed. It's called Citizens United. It's a Supreme Court decision that means that corporations can donate unlimited amounts of money to political elections. So really, whoever's got the most money wins. Unless something happens to the electorate, unless something happens to the people and they sort of stop, you know, letting the corporations buy the elections. Or they might turn that law around. Anyway, just to say that your election and those demonstrations around the world for democracy are a big inspiration to people in the United States. As Leonard Cohen said, democracy is coming to the USA.
Which side are you on? Which side?
The back is
Generally happens sooner or later on every tour. There's a point where I just snap. And I don't want to do anything anybody tells me to do. Now, I am highly suggestible. This is a song that I wrote. I started to write about the Haitian earthquake about 3 years ago, and I took part in a fundraiser that would, a bunch of people were going down there to rebuild, and I'm sure you've heard all the accounts of how so much of the aid that was donated to NGOs was really sort of held up and unable to be distributed. But in the case of this organization that I worked with, they were able to do quite a bit, because maybe because they had already been down there working and they had already built a school. They went down there and rebuilt the school. The name of the group is Artists for Peace and Justice, and it's really a bunch of filmmakers, a bunch of actors and directors and filmmakers. Paul Haggis and Sean Penn and Madeline Stowe, those people. And they went down, I went, you know, like a year or two later, I went down there and they'd built a school, and there were 2,500 of the poorest kids in Port-au-Prince going to school every day, and for free. So I want to thank them for that work that they do, and dedicate this song to them. This is called Standing in the Breach.
And though the earth may tremble and our foundations crack, we will all assemble and we will build them back and rush to save the lives remaining still within our reach and try to put our world together. Standing in the breach. So many live in poverty while others live as kings. Though some may find peace in the acceptance of all that living brings, I will never understand however one life may be struck down and another life be spared. And though the earth may tremble and emotion puts the other side, and though our efforts resemble the fluctuating tide, we rise and fall with the trust and belief that love redeems our siege, and bend our backs and hearts together, standing in the breach. You don't know why it's such a far cry from the world this world could be. You don't know why, but you still try for the world you wish to see. Is there in everyone?
To the town. the power of prayers be seen. And those that cast our souls into the heavens, standing in the breach. You don't know why it's such a far climb from the world this world could be. You don't know why, but you're still trying for the world you wish to see. You know the world you're waiting for may not come. No, it may not come. But you know the change the world needs now is there in everyone.
It's a little bit like, it's a bit of like a relationship, you know. It's like being married, you know, and, you know, you're going to do it, you know. You're about to do it, and then you get asked to do it.
These times are fell for the soul, I for the senses.
sight. Power in the sea, power in the snow falling silently. Power in the blossom, power in the storm, power in the song, be southern more. Power in the wheat field, power in the rain, power in the silver light of the hurricane. Power in the silence, power in the flame, power in the sound of a lover's name. This is a very old song. This is a song that I wrote and then forgot about for about 20 years. And then I remembered it. And I remembered it where I remembered it. That was about 20 years ago. So this is a really old song. It's called The Birds of St. Mark's.
Melancholy sighing. If she could see her mirror now, she would be free of those who bow and scrape the ground beneath her feet. Silently she walks among her dying midnight roses and watches as each moment goes that never be. She doesn't care if she has dreams of no one there within the shadows of her room. But all my frozen words agree and say it's time to call back all the birds I sent to fly behind.
They'll tell me how much time we have for the show, and then I'll look at them and go, how much time do we really have? And sometimes they'll say, oh, it's a hard curfew. You know? And some other times they'll say, well, there's a curfew, but you can go over it. So, because I would rather play until, you know, just so that it just feels about right. Although there have been times when I, you know, woke up having done like a 4.5 hour show and I didn't realize it was. But This is a song that I've been wanting to sing today. I'm gonna sort of insert it here. It was a ruby that she wore on a chain around her neck in the shape of a heart. In the shape of a heart. It was a time I won't forget, for the sorrow and regret. In the shape of a heart. In the shape of a heart. Talking about, I guess I never knew what she was living without. People speak of love, don't know what they're thinking of. Wait around for the one who fits just like a glove. Speak in terms of belief and belonging. Try to fit some word to the longing. About the size of a fist, something thrown that had missed. And there were other holes as well in that house where our nights fell. Far too many to repair in the time that we were there. People speak of love, through the push and shove, speak in terms of the life and the learning. Try to think of a word for the burning. You keep it up, you try so hard to keep the life from coming apart, and never know what breaches and falls. In the shape of a heart. In the shape of a heart.
shape of a heart. In the 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 shape of a heart.
Glasgow.
Surrender. Say I'm dead.
Thank you. Glasgow. Thank you so much for coming. Thanks for making us feel at home.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Let's go. Thank you so much for coming. Val McCollum, Alicia Lewis, Siobhan Stewart, Greg Leese, Mauricio Luak, Bob Glob, and Jeff Young. And I thank you so much for making us a home here. Thank you.
Oh, be standing without speaking. Drop the water from the well. Stare beyond the plains to where the mountains lie so still. It's a long way that I have come. Across the sand to find you here among your people in the sun. Where the family work the land as they have always done. Oh, so far. Of a cruel and senseless hand, though in some strong hearts the love and truth remain. And it has taken me this distance and the woman's smile to learn that my heart remains among them, and to them I must return. There's a long across the sand to find you here among your people in the sun, where your children will be born. You'll watch them as they run. Oh, so far the other way, my life is gone. If you look for me, Maria, you will find me in the shade.
Thank you so much for really enjoying tonight.